Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online with KC.
Shots at Kanye West.
Man, that's crazy because I swear I'm about to talk about, and not I swear. So I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, politics. And it's crazy that I just turned the radio on just to see if I could get me a little intro. And the first thing they say is Kanye. Now, I am not like Kanye. I don't necessarily support Kanye's political campaign at this point in time. But if Kanye really was able to articulate what he's trying to say, his point that he's trying to make, and kind of clean up or clear up his narrative and him supporting the people that he support and him saying the things that he say and doing the things that he does all the way around, then there is potential for me to support Kanye in a real wholehearted way. Definitely with a female running mate would be the only way I would support Kanye, because Kanye needs some help. And that may not necessarily be mental help or physical help, but along the lines is running the country, Kanye would definitely need some help, because he needs somebody to balance his sporadicness and the far-fetchedness he needs. And I have no problems or issues with his wife. I think that she is very beautiful. The engineered parts of her body and the natural parts of her body, because she wasn't like some ugly ass bitch before she became famous and got work done. Now there are some people that are completely ugly, look like men, have real strong features, and then they get the work done to stop trying to look like a man and to look more feminine. So let's be clear. KK was already, you know what I'm saying, good beforehand. She just got different assets that she's acquired. Now, moving on beyond and beside that, I wanted to talk about politics today because I have my strong viewpoints on certain things, and then I have my consultation type of narrative on the overall bigger picture. Now, I do vote normally and regularly. I don't like to vote because there are things that are systematically neglectful to Black people, and there is nothing that voting can do to fix the system unless we totally address the system inside out, like completely rehaul and redo the whole goddamn thing, like the whole thing, the whole motherfucking thing, because it's a lot of laws that's intact right now that are laughable, that are, I want to say deplorable, like they're just so out of line that shouldn't even be laws. And in addition to that, the things that are on the racist side can't be addressed because you're trying to address these things with people who was raised not only on racism, but on that side of the narrative. So you, and in addition to that, because of the great racial divide, not just Black and white, but Native Americans, Indonesian people that are here, the Chinese Americans, the Japanese Americans, the Korean Americans. We're going to talk about the Arabian Americans, because all of these people don't always mean, because they have a different ethnic background, that they were not necessarily born, raised, and lived here in America all their lives. But because of that great divide, there is in my mind, I'm saying there's a contingency plan that secures certain races above others. And then there is a great band of favoritism when it comes to certain races over others. There's a different type of sticking togetherness that is largely dominant in all races, but African Americans, it seems. Now, I'm talking about that because the reason why I don't like the vote is because a lot of things are weighed in the favor of white people. Not because necessarily they are white people, although it is, but it's more so because the nation, the business of the United States in America, was started by a certain group of people. And those certain groups of people that came and dominated a land that was unclaimed made sure that their identical type of people never faced the harshness of other people, that they never incurred and even the mental concept of these people are in favor of making sure that their people stay on top, because they took over the land and they would never want to lose that land to the people that they took it from, or any other people, which would create another nation. So the Europeans came up with the United States. Those descendants and everybody associated with that cultural background, even those that have been conditioned and brainwashed, to say the least, don't even realize that that's a cultural background of the European Americans that we have adopted, been conditioned to, enslaved to within itself. So when I think about voting, I think about creating a whole new system to vote within, because the system that's at hand is all screwed up. The ability to commit the acts that we see being committed, not just with Trump, but also when you think about Obama and the things that he went through while being president, that if he did half the shit, oh my God, just a quarter of the shit that motherfucking Trump do, his ass would have been out the motherfucking White House. They would have kicked his ass out. And if they wouldn't have kicked him out, they would have started a violent motherfucking uprising because of the shit, if he was doing the same shit that motherfucking Trump is motherfucking doing on all goddamn levels. So, with that being said, can you get by? We'll make it. So, with that being said, I don't like to vote because I don't believe in the system. Let me take that back. I don't believe in the structure and the system that is presently at hand. I believe that the system that's at hand could be restructured into something that allows for a more comprehensive plan for thriving, not just surviving, that doesn't cater to one race or one ethnicity or anything like that, because we call ourselves the land of the free, but ain't nobody goddamn free. For real, for real. Everybody is enslaved. Everybody is goddamn, you know what I'm saying, going through in some aspect or another. So, I think we need to rethink the American government structure. Now, again, I always like to preface this, and I'll even play the video at the end of the disclaimer that I have. But I am not against the government. I support needing a government structure in order to properly organize, run things, and have some type of system in place that gives a sense of structure. You do need some structure in order to make the bigger picture thing work. However, I believe that in its current state, it is detrimental to life. It is detrimental to foreign policy. It is detrimental to human rights. To restructure the current system, I believe that there could be some different things put in place, some different ways to change the narrative of how the government has been run, how it was created, how it was formed, and all those things. Now, and I say that disclaimer because I never want to be looked at as somebody that's against the government, as somebody that wants to tear it all down or anything like that. I just don't fuck with the process that is at hand currently because it doesn't support my complexion. It doesn't support my history. It doesn't support or recognize or even identify a lot of the things that affect Black, brown, tan, naturally Hispanic people. It only protects itself and white Americans mostly. Now, if a white American just is completely out of line, then they will be punished up under the current way that things are ran. However, it's more likely to seek and find people that are not white, and it is just very against people that it shouldn't be against, for lack of better terms. So I don't really like it. Like, people are like, I don't believe that, and I believe, okay, so I don't believe that it was a good idea to really fight for the right to vote and participate as much as it should have been. And don't get me wrong, participation is the only way to really change the system that's at hand. However, I believe that Dr. King realized that segregation wasn't the bad thing. The bad thing was not being, looked at as a human, or allowed to be human, or allowed to build wealth, because we could have stayed segregated. And really, you know what I'm saying, if they wouldn't have burned Black Wall Street down, if they wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, demolished the shit that Central Park used to be, if they wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, changed a lot of the narratives in which Black people were being successful, and not just Black people, but also Native American. More than any other race, because Latin Americans and other Hispanic Americans, they face racism, but it's in a totally different way than Black people. But most of the time, other races, aside from Black people, has been compensated and looked out for in order to establish and say, you know what I'm saying, for them seeking their forgiveness. Or, you know what I'm saying, those things in that nature. So, I think if there was a different structure that could be at hand, then things could definitely be more equal and better, and a lot for some unity. But I also think that there's a great need for mental health and reconditioning of the educational system, helping people learn who they are and love themselves and self-worth, especially in urban areas, because there has been such a disparity of what we couldn't get sometimes at home because of whatever the issues that parents, grandparents, and you know what I'm saying, our ancestors have endured that left a lasting remark on, you know, our parents and the trickle down effect and the things that we are addressing now that largely people are addressing that affect them and trying to heal or whatever. But it was so much of lack of presence of so many different areas and things, some systematically created, some not. But so I'm saying all this to say that there needs to be a better structure at hand. I don't like the current structure, so I'm not, you know what I'm saying, like, I vote just so that I can say, okay, yeah, I get it, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But I do not ever be excited about voting, because the way that things are set up and the structure of things, although and Obama can be in the White House, the limitations that was placed on him were so much that it defeated, you know, the ability to be able to say that he was there. You know what I mean? Like, because if you can't address all the things that need to be addressed, then what is the point? Which is my point. With that being said, I also wanted to kind of talk about, well, this is the real reason why, was because I was going to talk about not liking to vote. And then I wanted to also mention the fact of talk about the presidential race right now and my hopes and my expectations and just my overall view. Okay, so first, every black person don't always support and be with the black people that need the support, the love, and the guidance the most. Because not all black people are in the crime, not all black people are in the drugs. However, because we know that these things are issues for our community, there needs to be some refining and addressing when people are in positions. Like, this is the thing. Don't get into a prominent position just to run it the same way they would run it. Get into a prominent position to be able to embark and embrace and push through change where other people would not necessarily be looking to push through change. Now, don't motherfucking do it because somebody told you you should do it. This should be your natural mindset, thought process, your natural area of scope anyways. Like, especially as a black woman, if you identify as a black woman and not identify as a black woman when it's convenient or when you trying to look like us or trying to be like us or thinking you're acting like us, but if you really identify as a black woman and you go through the things that black women go through and you see the things that black people see and you just so happen to make it out of the urban world that you grew up in and you start getting in a position of power, change, culture shifting, or anything like that, my hope would be that you would begin to try to address the things that you see as issues and do it in such a way that causes a change in the mindset of the people versus a punishment. Because there are some black women or some black people that think that, oh, you just ain't doing this and you just ain't doing that and you just need to go to jail. just like white people be thinking, oh, they just ain't trying, they just ain't doing this, not realizing the different issues that come in different black families. Just because one person may have had two parents doesn't necessarily mean that was a two-parent happy home that they was being raised in. Just because somebody has one parent doesn't mean they didn't get the love and support they need to be who they're designed to be and created to be in this lifetime. In addition to that, because you see all of these things and you know the different narratives of different black people, if you've been exposed to different black people, because everybody doesn't get to be exposed to hood environments, everybody doesn't get to be exposed to ghettos or projects, everybody doesn't get to be exposed to neighborhoods that's rough or neighborhoods that you have to, you know, shuck and jab a little bit. Everybody doesn't get exposed to homosexuality. Everybody doesn't get exposed to promiscuousness. And not firsthand. Now, some people are exposed to this by way of other people. Like, for me, because I knew people that lived in the projects, I got exposed to going to the projects. But I also learned about the projects by way of word of mouth. So when I would go into those environments, instead of thinking, you know what I'm saying, anyway at all, I always watched those type of environments because I wasn't used to being in those environments. But then I had family that were in those environments that exposed me to those different type of environments. So it allowed me to see different things. So for me, when I think of getting wealth, power, prominence, or any type of significance in a way in which I can change the culture, society, shift how people think, help people grow, or anything like that, I automatically start to think about how can I help people in these areas that I seen people struggle in that may not have been my struggle, but was a struggle that now I can identify with because I've witnessed it. How can I help those people create better lives and become who they desire to be, or expose them to new things so they can see that more things are possible? And like people be like, well, they need to travel, they need to do this, they need to do that. Some people don't travel because, not because they're necessarily broke. Some people have a fear. Some people don't travel because they've never been exposed. They don't know where to go. They don't know anybody outside of where they have been born and raised. Everybody got different reasons for not doing more. Some people just don't know what to do. So when I think about that as a leader, I think let's expose people to different things so that they know more, so that they can experience more, so that they can be more, do more, hear more, see more, and teach more. Because every person you touch and you reach, they have the ability to learn something from you, and you have the ability to teach them. Now, how you go about that and if it becomes a reality for you, I can't determine that. I can only tell you the mindset, what I've learned, and what I would expect from somebody in a leadership position. So when I hear about stories about leaders, or like if you're a district attorney, I expect you to put people in jail because that's what the fuck you're supposed to do. But I expect you to allow evidence if evidence can prove that somebody is innocent also. So, you know, like, I support the narrative of what Kamala could represent, even Joe Biden. But I also recognize and identify the shit that they've said, done, and avoided talking about. that should have been properly addressed, said differently, or things that like totally seem racist, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't just wash that away like, oh, that was so many years ago, because I need to know how you've grown, what you think, how you've changed. But I don't need you to tell me it. I need you to show me in the things that you're doing that you favor the things that should be favored. See things the way other people experience them, not the way the other people see them, because I don't want you to take my view because it's my view. I want you to feel, I want you to understand, I want you to see, I want you to hear and embrace, because if you can't take on the heart of compassion and empathy, the not sympathy, not just I'm feeling sorry for you. I don't want no leader to feel sorry for a person, or feel, you know what I'm saying, oh, I feel sorry for that person, like you're looking down. But I want it to be a compassionate approach to leadership, an empathetic approach to leadership, where that is embracing how that person feels, really considering yourself in their shoes, and then taking that and kind of moving on beyond where we are politically. Because if you take that type of approach, you'll definitely go above and beyond the type of change that's really needed. In order for change to really happen, though, you got to change everything that we see at this point in leadership. That means changing the face of Congress, changing the face of the Senate, or, you know, the whole, everything about our democratic process needs to be changed. Now, what we are seeing right now, and I am not a Trump supporter, I like the things that's being shown and exposed to people that are necessarily not in politics, that don't know necessarily, but that we are able to see, because a lot of things people wasn't in the politics, they wasn't learning, knowing, or doing, or even paying attention before we got to where we are currently. And now that we are where we are currently, and that's because every president before Obama done some racist ass shit, said some shit that probably shouldn't have been said, and or presented bills that were not favoring Black Americans, and wanted to stay separate at some point, and felt like Black people were, you know, just wild beasts because of lack of exposure. So but the way that the current House and Senate is set up right now, the whole face of it needs to change. It needs to be a whole generation of change, and people running for office, and people, you know what I'm saying, trying to seek new positions. I said this a couple weeks ago. If you just put new people with the same mindset in the position that you remove everybody from, then you will still get the same type of outcome. But if you get all new type of people, then you get something new. So the things that I like about the last 3.5 years, not necessarily the style of leadership, not necessarily the policies, the tweets, the anything like that. What I do like about the last 4 years is the truth of America being seen more than it's ever been recognized before. Now, some of the lack of recognizing America for what it is because we had only ever seen it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? So when change comes, or change happens, or we see a different narrative, then you think, oh, wow, we never even considered that it could be this way, or that this could happen, or this or that. So we never even conceptualized the fact. You know what I'm saying? But now that we've experienced something different, seen something else, know that something more is available, well, shit, that changes everything. Now we want to know what else is possible, because now we know that something else is available. And if something else is available, then let's explore those options. And it's so crazy and funny at the same time, because this is like having money after not having money. When you don't have money, when you aren't, I don't even want to say a millionaire, when you don't get 1,000 to your name, when you've never had 10,000 to your name, your mindset only expands to a certain parameter. And if you've only ever had 10,000 because of an IRS check, then your mind, again, only expands to a certain parameter. You're only able to think about so much. You're only able to actualize, conceptualize, perceptionalize, if that's a word, or consider so much. Like, your ability to pick a mate is only so far. It's only so expansive. You're only exposed to certain things, so your choices are limited. However, when you, again, are exposed to new things, if you get more money, who you are as, now there's going to be a disclaimer at the end of this, so who you are as a person with less than $1,000 to your name can be totally different than the person you are when you have a job or an income of 50, 60, 70,000. Now, this is the disclaimer, because who you are with less than 1,000 should not be different than who you are with access to 75,000 employment check or income, or however you get your money when you get your money. The person that you are with 70,000 should be the same person you was with a better mindset, with better understanding, with better knowledge, with more information than you was at the person when you didn't have $1,000 to your name. Now, the person and the people. Now, when you at 75,000 a year, you're exposed to different type of people. And this is like, if you got a job and you're making 75,000, you have a business and it's making 75,000, if, because that job exposes you to different type of people. That job within itself is going to have you around all different type of people. Whoever applies and get the job, that is how you meet new people. So that changes from when you was college, high school, in your 20s, your 30s. I don't know when people transition to getting better jobs, making more money. It's different for everybody. But when you were in that lower paying job, that different type of environment, the lesser financial status, you're only exposed to a certain type of people. Maybe only the people in your neighborhood, maybe the only people that you went to school with, etc. But that's a certain type of demographic. So two things become different: your choice in your mate, where you live, how you act. Well, the two things is the choice in your mate and your financial status. So when you get to 75,000, you meet different type of people. You're exposed to a different type of environments, different type of mindsets. So the person that you might have liked when you only had $1,000, depending on how much you change, depending on how much you grow, depending on who they are, what they know, and how much they're willing to do and go, and where they're willing to go, those type of people, the person that you liked at $1,000 and less might not be the same type of person you like when you make $75,000. the person that you like at $75,000, if you ever reach the million point or mark, that may not be the same type of mindset that you're going to keep when you at less than 1,000, when you at 75,000. When you at 1,000,000, you're exposed to more people. You can go more places. You can do more things. Your mindset might grow, shift, and change. Now, let's hit you with that disclaimer again. Y'all know I love them damn disclaimers. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. When you get to that 1,000,000 point, some things is gonna change. The way you move gonna change. The things that you're interested in is gonna change. The people that you are around are going to change. Now, this is the disclaimer. Who you are. Man, my stomach is hurting, Loki. Who you are when you are making $1,000,000 should not be different from who you was at $75,000 or who you was at under $1,000. Now, your mindset should grow. Your experiences will have your personality to shift a little bit. Your maturity level, not your personality, not your character. Because who you are at under $1,000 should have shaped who you plan to be at $75,000 and who you plan to be with 1,000,000. Now that you had 1,000,000 though, and your mindset changed, and your esteem has grown, and the people that are around you, now your esteem might have grown because of people around you, or might have grown because of the things that you learned and experienced and how you got to the point that you're at. But, oh, I think I need to go eat or something because my stomach is showing up. God dang on. Not feeling real good right now. But who you are and who you should be shouldn't change necessarily because of anything that you have obtained. Now, you should learn more. You should want to do more. You should grow more. You should acquire more. Now, acquiring things should not make you or break you. That should not be the reason you are any one way or anything. But who you have access to changes. So unless you are truly with someone that grows with you, knows you, allows you to be you, exposes you to different things, helps you grow, helps you be more responsible, and all of that, then you will probably not even pick the same type of person that you would pick when you're up under 1,000. Because you get access to more people. You get access to more things. You know, it's just a difference. It's a difference. So you shouldn't change too much. You should still be the same person, just a more evolved version. But most people become different people. Most people are no longer themselves. Most people, they just convert to somebody else and then everything changes. Now, you should grow, you should all of that. But you should never forget the experiences that help you become who you are and how it changed and how you could bring change to those who are where you are at. Now, I'm going to tell y'all now. I've been saying this for a long time. No matter how much money you get, you can't take that shit with you. No matter none of that. None of it goes with you. So you got to make sure that you are helping people grow, because the more you help people grow, the more you are able to leave a mark on the world after you. But this video is about politics, and I was talking about how I feel the things that have grown or been shown in these last in this last little bit of America, this last 3 years. I like that we're able to see what really needs to be fixed and addressed. And because we're able to see that, we are now able to see that, now we can request more. Now that we see the differences, now that we see the things that need to be addressed, and now that we see how the things that have happened over the last 10 years has affected us as people. I like the fact that this pandemic happened to allow us to be undistracted and to wake up to a lot of things that we've been asleep to. I like that seeing Trump in office allows us to see two things. The first it allows us to see is that a black man, this is what the last 10 years have shown us, a black man can be in leadership, but it's not going to be easy if he's in leadership. We've also been exposed to knowing that you don't have to have qualifications or be honorable or any of the things that we assume that a person had to be in order to be in the White House is what the fuck it really is. You could goddamn be any Tom, Dick, or Harry and just simply be able to run and get on the ticket and qualify, you know, in the other ways you got to qualify to be a president. Anybody can be a fucking president. You just got to goddamn set your life up. You ain't even got to damn set your life up. Shit, Trump life was a fucking wreck, motherfucker. That nigga is qualification-wise, mindset-wise, behavior-wise, he's probably one of the worst of the people that we've knowingly seen in the last, I'll just say 30 years, as far as, you know, it's a lot of things that we just know that you, it's certain status quo shit that you don't need in order to be president. That has definitely been identified. We have seen that you can talk crazy and still be the motherfucking president. You can be your motherfucking self and still be president. These are the things that I've learned since Trump has been president. I've learned that racism still exists. I've also learned that people who were raised around racism still have racism in them, even if they, unless they totally objected it, it's still there underlying. I've learned that the government has a lot of holes in it, and there's a lot of ways to manipulate the system, even as president, to rule in your favor. So there's a lot of things that, especially as a white president, that you can get away with if you know how to find the loopholes. And that's what Trump, I think he's finding loopholes, or he's exposing them. And I like loopholes, so I like that the things that are being exposed with him are being exposed. I recognize that without Trump being in office, there's a lot of things that would have just been being swept up under the rug to a certain extent. There are some things that would have been still been addressed, but there's a lot of things that people have been living in denial about that Trump's presidency truly exposes deeply. So, like, those things are fundamental to me as far as growth, progression, as far as where we go from here. Like, It's a lot of things that we needed to see during this Trump presidency, just so that we could see how to maneuver moving forward. A lot of people are despising the presidency, not realizing that it's showing us what to do, what not to do, what to address, what to adjust, what is a problem, what is not a problem, what is racism, and how racism affects the Black community for all the people that either thought that racism didn't exist, that people don't just do crazy shit just to do crazy shit, and people don't try folks just to try folks, and people don't do evil manipulative things just to do evil manipulative things. We are seeing everything in America exposed. Things that we knew existed, things that we didn't know existed, because the other day somebody tried to argue me down that people just wasn't paying. I don't know if he was saying people weren't paying attention or if all of this has always been what it has been. And the thing I'm always saying is that it may not. Oh, I gotta go.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.